Cap, Jay Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, it's 9 o'clock in the great city of Chicago. We'll get the latest on Luis Robert at 9:15 with the great Chuck Garfine of NBC Sports Chicago and ESPN 1000. He's our White Sox insider. But we're talking about the big baby known as Aaron Rodgers.
The big baby.
Yes. Glenn Davis was the big baby.
Yes.
Now it's Aaron Rodgers.
And the reason why we're talking about it is because there was a nondescript wide receiver that he wanted to keep on the team. Kumaroi?
Jake Kumaroi.
And you have some information about him.
Yes. Little known fact. Danny. Jeff, can you tell me who Jake Kumaroi's great-grandfather was? That would be the head of the Chicago mob, Tony Accardo. How about that? His dad, Eric Kumaroi, was a really good player.
We had Eric Kumaroi in studio with Carmen and Yurko before, and he talked about how great his son was. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago Eric Kumaroi was in this building, and he was on with Carmen and Yurko talking about his son, Jake.
Eric's a very nice guy.
Being on the Packers.
Yeah, hey, I was. He's going to make the team, right? Hey, how you doing? He's going to make the team, right? You know, so he's going to be on the Packer, right?
If Brian Gutekunst goes missing, is he going to be sleeping with the fishes?
Hey, I just want you to know that, you know, the franchise that's run by Lombardi, you probably should put him on the team, man. Eh? How about that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
So, yeah, Jake Kumaroi went to Illinois and then transferred to Wisconsin Whitewater. He's now with the Buffalo Bills. Hmm. That was the beginning of the ire of Aaron Rodgers.
It goes back, man. This goes back to him wanting his quarterback coach in place and questioning the offense and everything else that goes along with the Gutekunst administration, Danny.
I don't think there's a right or wrong here. Like, you could have Cap's take that Aaron Rodgers is wrong. You got to support the GM. You could have the take that you only get an Aaron Rodgers every once in a blue moon and you should do everything you can to keep him happy. The one thing where I'll say there's a definitive wrong here is the way Aaron Rodgers is behaving right now. Aaron Rodgers knows that this talk is going on. Aaron Rodgers knows this is a national story. Why don't you say something? Why don't you actually be a man about it and address the rumors and address what's going on instead of I feel like he kind of enjoys this drama. Just like Russell Wilson enjoyed the drama with the Seahawks, mm-hmm. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is getting a kick. Well, say what you will about Deshaun Watson, and obviously the legal stuff aside, when Deshaun Watson was demanding out in Houston, he was demanding out as a man. He said, I didn't want to be here. He went to social media. Mm-hmm. He actually addressed it and owned it, and I feel like Aaron Rodgers is just hiding.
Right, and when he was at the Derby the other day, he would refuse to go on with Mike Tirico. He talked to him. Well, can we interview you? Nope, not doing it. Not doing it.
Is this people's first rodeo with Aaron Rodgers? The man doesn't talk to his family.
That's a good point.
I mean, there's some passive-aggressive behavior going on in his history that's...
He doesn't get along with Mike McCarthy. He doesn't get along with Gutekunst. He doesn't get along with the family.
He's still great, though.
He's an awesome player.
Every great player has warts.
Every human has warts.
I equate him to LeBron in a lot of ways.
Except you.
Oh, no. I got warts. Everywhere.
You're Jonathan Hood.
That's an ointment for
Cap,
that.
Real quick, we got a call. This is very interesting, guys. It's taking a twist. So you told us who Jake Kumaroi's great-grandfather is.
Uh-huh. Tony Accardo.
Do you know who also is a great-grandson of Tony Accardo?
No idea.
Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa
is also a great-grandson of Tony Accardo.
How about that?
So he's going to be in the Pro Bowl this year, right?
Then that means
Eric Kumaroi is his uncle, and Jake Kumaroi is his cousin.
Well, then that means that Joey Bosa is also
correct.
A great-grandson.
Yes. Nick and Joey.
So, Tony Accardo put a hell of a team together.
Hey, so these guys are going to be great, right?
They're all pros, right?
You're going to just move heaven and earth to make sure he gets to the quarterback, right? How you doing? Welcome to the Rosemont Cubs.
Yeah, you're going to let him get to the quarter. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to JD in South Holland. JD, what's up, Buttercup?
Hey, how's it going, Skip?
How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, I want to take a different take on it. I'm actually in the Aaron Rodgers camp on this one. First of all, as a Bears fan, I think this is the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
I hope they just burn the whole Packers organization down to the ground. But if you run Aaron Rodgers out of town, and then Jordan Love, who started all of this, sucks, and that's the reports coming out that he's no good, then you're going to have to fire that GM anyway because he got rid of a Hall of Famer and he botched his replacement. So to me, if you're the president, you go into the GM and you say, you get on your knees and you beg and plead to fix this thing with Aaron Rodgers and you try to patch it up. And if that doesn't work, I may fire the GM and keep Aaron Rodgers because at least I know what I'm going to have for the next 5 years.
You know what? 10 years from now,
you're on the street.
You're setting yourself up for disaster. Every good player that comes through says, "Yeah, I don't like the GM. Out. No chance. Doing it."
One thing for sure, it's not the NBA, in which the NBA players have that kind of stroke to be able to do that.
Yeah, get coaches fired. And
I mean,
that's
just part of the culture
slope.
There. It is, but it's interesting because I think that we're all right in a lot of different ways when it comes to
Agreed.
Rodgers.
Let's go to Bob in Villa Park. Hey, Bob, what's up, man?
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Doing good. Hey, Cap, your take on this is so poor, bro. Like, I had to call in. I don't even like calling in because I get anxiety, but I had to call in, bro.
Tell me why, bro.
Because dude, you gotta keep Aaron Rodgers happy, bro. You want this rivalry to be healthy. You don't want Aaron Rodgers in a different division. Come on, man. You want him against the Bears twice a year.
I would love to watch it, but I'm not firing my general manager.
Because you're a Bears fan.
No!
No. If Aaron Rodgers is the Bears quarterback right now, and he doesn't like the GM, Cap's on the radio saying, get rid of the GM.
Never. You don't know me
Rodgers.
Well enough down there, Sparky.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
That is not for sure. You ask Quinny. I am not that guy. No chance.
No way. You cannot get Aaron Rodgers to leave. If you're the Packers, you do everything you can to keep. He's the best player in the league. He just had an MVP. He's the
Doesn't
MVP.
Matter. Doesn't
yes, it does.
It does not. You do
Who's
not.
More replaceable?
You do
Who's
not.
More replaceable?
You do not.
The GM is more replaceable.
No, you
not
do
Aaron
not
Rodgers.
Pander to these athletes. You do not.
No.
You pay
yes,
them
you
well.
Do.
You treat them well. Should he have conversed with him more? Maybe.
No.
Fire my
Aaron
GM.
Rodgers,
not
Aaron
happening.
Aaron Rodgers, you keep him happy. That's no. it. He's the best player in the league. You do. The GM could be replaced, all right? He's not that great. Okay, Aaron Rodgers makes everybody around him great. That's why, he's got a bunch of weapons. He's got weapons because Aaron Rodgers makes weapons, bro.
I'm not
That's
telling
true.
You he's not, and appreciate the call, Bob.
That's true.
He's a great player.
Yes.
I just said he's top 10 quarterbacks to ever play in the sport. Maybe top 5. He's awesome. You're not telling me who my GM is. Sorry, not happening. Go F yourself.
Yep.
Not happening.
Okay, well, there's your Reinsdorf-Kraus slippery slope, too, right? Same situation. Like, you chose Krause over Jordan and Pippen and others.
That work.
Tough. That's a tough situation. You may love your GM, but it's nothing like a difference-making Hall of Fame player. It's tough. It's a tough decision for Mark Murphy. Because at the end, because Krause and Jordan didn't get along, Jordan's like, I'm out of here. Pippen got paid. He got taken care of. Keep in mind. But it would have been nice for them to continue the momentum going.
But that team would never have won again. But that's a whole different
show. We don't know.
Yeah, it's easy to say that.
We don't know.
They never got the chance. Listen.
We would have never known.
It would never have happened. They were done.
You don't
know
that. Kef, you
don't
probably,
know that.
You know what? You're probably right. You know what, though? Would it have been better to run it back in a strike short after a strike shortened season when they would have had a chance in a 50-game season, the Bulls.
Phil was not coming back. He was going through a door. Well, that's a whole other show.
Yeah, but that's
no, Cap. We would have no idea, Cap. Until you run until the wheels fall off in that spot. Lakers did. They ran the Bulls. And old Kareem, old Magic, but they let it run until it was done.
Is Aaron Rodgers a diva? Yes.
Yes.
But you know what? Divas, you got to cater to them sometimes because you know why? You like the music that they make. The music on the field that Aaron Rodgers makes is beautiful.
Yeah, if I'm Mark Murphy, chartering a plane, I'm flying to where he is, I'm sitting down with him, I'm going to do whatever I can. Extend your deal,
That's
let's
fine.
Do it.
Cap,
I'm going to take care of it.
What if Aaron Rodgers says, you know what?
Gutekunst has to go. I'll come back, but he has to go.
Not firing him, Aaron.
Why? What has Brian Gutekunst proven to you, Mark Murphy, that he should be allowed to come back when he's the one who started this in the motion in the first place?
From Cap's standpoint, it sets a bad precedent, right? If you just fire this GM out of it is really tight because how many good years does Rodgers have left? Are you going to listen to a guy that's at the end of his career, at least in the twilight, right? At least in the twilight.
He's on the 14th hole.
Or Gutekunst. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough scenario.
Aaron, love you. How much do you want? Have your agent call me. I'll extend your deal. We want you here. We'll worry about the Jordan Love thing down the road, or we'll move him. I want you here. You got to fire Bryant. I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. All right, then trade me. I'm not doing that either. You're either playing for us, and I know you love football and you still want to play. We'd love to have you and Shailene as part of our family for the rest of your career, period. But I'm not firing Brian. Let's go to Terrence in Hammond, Indiana. Terrence, hello.
Captain Hoodie.
Bum, 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 bum. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. All right, so lifelong Packer fan. I grew up in Hammond around Chicago area, so I've been hearing the crap from Bears fans my entire life. Like, we went through this same thing. I was sick to my stomach in high school when we lost Brett Favre. And I knew nobody knew what Aaron Rodgers was going to be, but you know what? I had faith in the team that if they thought that this guy was good enough and they let Brett Favre leave, then, hey, I'm going to just ride with it. And I'm going to do the same thing now. If they, like Cap said, you do whatever you can to appease this guy, but you don't just, you know, you don't sacrifice your soul to please one man. If they let him go, I'm going to have faith that Jordan Love, that's just going to be our next quarterback, and that's just going to be what it is. Like, I'm not going to stress my entire organization, my entire franchise over one man, because like everybody's been saying, we've been getting close to the top of the mountaintop, but not actually getting there. And who is to say that if we do keep him and if we do everything that he wants, that we're going to get another Super Bowl? And if we do, what are we going to get? Maybe one?
So I'm clear, Terrence. You're good with a 4-13 year, right? For a couple of years, you're good with that.
We weren't all that good. Aaron Rodgers' first 2 years starting, but guess what? Eventually, he got there. We didn't win 13 games Aaron Rodgers' rookie year. His second year, we didn't win that many. Didn't win that many when we won the Super Bowl.
It was 6-10. He started off 6-10, and then you were 11-5 in the wild card game. So it was just one bad year. Are you good with a year or two of bad? Because that could very well happen.
Hey, it'd be better than the Bears having 30-something plus years of bad. I'm good with 2 years of bad.
That hurt.
Hey, it's true, though. That's one thing I can't always beat my chest on.
Hey, you're the man. Appreciate you.
Thank you,
Thanks
team.
For always listening.
Yes, sir.
You're the best. There you go. That's the guy we made the promo out of, Cap and Hoodie.
That's right.
Off of you.
Captain Hoodie.
There you go. How about that? the one guy who tweeted at us. I don't know if Danny or Mellor, did you see that? Guy tweeted at us. His wife goes, would you turn this off, this Captain Hoodie? That's not the name of the show. It's Cap and Hoodie. And no, I'm not turning it off. And now she listens. More of your calls on Aaron Rodgers. We got every line lit. I mean, people want to talk. We'll get you updated on all of it. And a quick update from Chuck Garfine on the health on Luis Robert, the latest. Coming up.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
All right, phone lines are hopping. 312-332-3776. The great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Jeff Mellor, Danny Zetterman, J.R. Strauss. We're here every weekday, 7 until 10. Carmen Yurk at 10. Greeny at noon. Waddle and Sylvie in the afternoon, 2 to 6. And Buck and Abdallah. Plus, we are your home for White Sox baseball.
White Sox against the Reds. I'll have your pregame at 5 right here on the home of White Sox. I'll have your pregame at 5.
You'll be napping by then.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. I'll be there.
Wow!
On the White Sox.
Talk about a guy that works hard.
Radio Network. How about that, Danny?
What are you going to do in between the show and the White Sox pregame?
Nap.
Nap?
Yep.
How long of a nap is that?
Hour.
That's a good nap.
Yeah. I got to get a nap in today. I got a game tonight, so.
No one asked you. Get out of the way.
We're talking about hoodie hosting
the White Sox, and it's just like nobody asked you.
Why don't you come out to the game tonight?
Hey, how about you bring down your ego to about 4 and let me talk about my White Sox?
Well, never going to happen. This one goes to 11.
Yeah, of course. It always goes to 11. 15. No one's going to be listening to your game. They'll listen to me, pal.
There is not going
to
be
no one's going to listen to ours. No one's going to be watching or listening to your situation. Ground balled up from Lowenstein over to Kaplan 1. Over to Ginsburg, double play. No one's going to be dealing with that.
How about a Scheit or a Schmadebeck or a Brooks?
Well, that all depends.
Cole.
Brooks, passable.
He's an oral surgeon.
That's what I heard.
Wow. Back to the phones. Let's go to Mark. He's out on Route 83. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoy your show.
We appreciate you.
Long-time Packer fan. I got a lot of friends up north. I listen to the Flagship ship station up there as well as your ESPN sister station.
Yes.
Sentiment up there, about 80 to 85% is back in the team. They're saying Rodgers has got to step it up, show up, and play. Rodgers basically has no leverage. He's under contract. And there's probably 40 million reasons why he's going to play next season in a Green Bay uniform.
Well, we're going to find out. We appreciate the call.
I don't know if Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the morning up there at ESPN Milwaukee are back in the team. They're staunch Packer fans. No matter if Rodgers is there or not, they want what's best for the team.
No question.
So I get it.
And we're going to talk to Jason Wilde tomorrow. From up there, who is as tapped in on this whole thing as anyone, because he hosted the Aaron Rodgers show. Right, Danny?
Basically, when you think Aaron Rodgers, you think Jason Wilde.
That's why that's a great booking. There's no question. And so I completely understand that. And people are wondering, like, why are we talking about this? Because everything we're talking about with Aaron Rodgers relates to the Bears.
No question.
It relates to the Bears.
It does.
It could be an opportunity where the Bears are up top in the division, if Rodgers isn't there. We'll see.
All right. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. We will get you a Luis Robert update with Chuck Garfine in a couple moments. James is out in Glenview. Hey, James.
Hey, Catman. I think you got to fire that GM if Rodgers says, hey, it's me or the GM. I understand not wanting to cater to players and setting the precedent you're talking about, but you said it yourself, he's a top five quarterback in the history of the league. I mean, that's the precedent you're setting. When the next athlete comes to you and says, I want to do this, you say, hey, you a top five in the history of the league? No, get out of here.
Yeah, I can't, and appreciate the call. We appreciate you listening. I cannot co-sign that. I'm not letting players run my organization. I will pay them exceptionally well. I will hope that, Brian, we need to do better with our communication. But no, Aaron, sorry. I'm not firing the GM of the team. And he rebuilt a lot of all the crap Ted Thompson had in his final years. He's done really well in the draft. So
here's the thing that's unknown about this. Will it be that seamless transition from Favre to Rodgers to Love? Is Love any good?
It's a great question.
We have no idea. If it is, here we go again, right? Now that's the right move.
It's a great question.
You allow Rodgers, like Aaron, we see enough of Jordan in practice to know that he gets our offense. If you want to go, go.
They did that with Aaron, and they were right.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Chuck Garfine is the awesome star at NBC Sports Chicago. He hosts White Sox pre and post. He's tapped into the organization like no one else, and he's our insider here on ESPN 1000. Chuck, good morning. Not good news about Luis Robert. So leaving him to the side, how quickly do you expect Rick Hahn to act now that it's Jimenez, Engel, and Robert all injured?
That's a good question, Cap. I think in the short term, they're going to see what they can get internally. It stinks that Adam Engel is probably 3-4 weeks away from returning, because he would at least solidify center field, certainly from a defensive standpoint, and even provide some offense in the short term. But, you know, they got to figure this out internally for now. So Rick Hahn is, I'm sure, talking with other teams about what they can do to upgrade this big gaping hole in center field. It's a devastating loss. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch. You lose Eloy Jimenez. I think the Sox have done a great job putting a big old Band-Aid over the loss of Eloy Jimenez with Vaughn and Mercedes. But now trying to find someone to replace Luis Robert, that's a big, big hole, and the Sox got to do something.
So, Chuck, after this month, we're a month over into the season, what stands out most about the White Sox you like and some things they need to work on?
I don't like the injuries. That's number one. That is number one. Here's the thing. The starting pitching has been phenomenal, to use a cap word. It's been really good. The bullpen has been spotty, but there's a lot back there, and they'll be fine. For them to withstand these injuries, you know, they need to Abreu is not hitting yet. Grandal is not hitting yet. Even that being said, they're the top hitting team in the American League, the highest batting average. So, and they are scoring a lot of runs. So they're finding ways to win. They are finding ways to lose as well. But under all these circumstances that's kind of faced this team, they're right there. They're in second place. But trying to get beyond these injuries for the long haul, that is going to be the big, big test for Tony La Russa, Rick Hahn, and this team, because you know, you lose two big players like this by May. That's a lot to overcome. I think this is still a playoff team, but some things have to start going right for them, and these two injuries certainly went south for them.
If and only if the Cubs come to the realization that they cannot re-sign Chris Bryant, who looks like Chris Bryant again, would you, Chuck, the White Sox fan A, reporter B, put on either hat? Would you discuss Chris Bryant with the Chicago Cubs, knowing they're going to probably ask for Michael Kopech or Dylan Cease and more? Like, it's not going to be a painless process, but he's a hell of a player.
If I'm Rick Hahn, I'm calling Jed for sure to talk about Chris Bryant, for sure. Now, what are they going to want in return? That's the big question mark. Bryant is obviously having a Chris Bryant MVP season, so the asking price is going to be very high. I'm not trading Kopech for him. I'm not trading, you know, Andrew Vaughn for him, because the thing you have to weigh is, okay, if you still think this team is a World Series contender or certainly a playoff contender, that's one thing, but you also don't want to hamstring your future, because there's next year, the year after that, and the year after that. So you don't want to trade any of your pieces that you think are going to be big contributors to the success of this team in 2022, 23, 24. So I don't know what the asking price is going to be for Bryant. I'm sure it's very high right now, but it's going to have to be somebody, if it's me, on the lower levels. I mean, the White Sox do have some young pitchers that are, you know, they just drafted. They're going to start the season in Kannapolis. Dahlquist is one, Kelly. But, you know, I don't know if I make that trade. It really depends on if they feel like this team, with these injuries, can, with Chris Bryant, still make a big run. I would definitely be calling and seeing what they want and go from there. But Chris Bryant to the White Sox, sign me up for that.
So, Chuck, let's take a look at Dylan Cease. He'll be on the mound for the White Sox against the Reds today. Do you think that Cease has turned the corner going back to that last game that he pitched against Detroit?
I think he has. But this is a bigger test for him. That was a Tigers lineup that is one of the worst offenses in baseball. You had a Reds team in that ballpark. We saw what they did against the Cubs on Sunday. This is what I want to see from him. And actually, Cease had a really bad game at the end of last year in Cincinnati. So how he does today will give me a better answer to your question of, has he turned the corner? I think he turned a corner against the Tigers, but I want to see a little bit more. That was the best he's thrown, a 7-inning complete game shutout. He said it was the first shutout of his whole career, complete game shutout. So it happened in the majors, happened against the Tigers. I want to see what he does against this, a much better offense against the Reds.
Hey, as we let you go, when will you have more info if Robert's going to have surgery? I know it's 12 to 16 weeks. Surgery possible.
So what Rick Hahn said is that this is a 12 to 16 week injury, and you know, they're going to see I guess the timetable does not change whether you have surgery or not, but obviously when you decide to have that surgery, that can weigh in on, you know, how long he's going to be out. He didn't rule out the possibility that he could be back. Late August would be the earliest. September is a possibility, as well as he missing the whole season. We do not know right now if this, when that decision is going to be made. I think they're going to figure out how he's healing, look at both options, surgery, non-surgery, and go from there. I'm just stunned that this happened. He was running down the baseline, and when they said hip flexor, I'm thinking, okay, grade two possibly. He's just running down running from home to first. I'm never thought grade three for this thing. So it's obviously more severe than they probably feared, and here we are. But so we'll find out. But hopefully he's back in late August, goes on a run, and the Sox can get him get to the playoffs with Luis Robert on this team.
Chuck, see you at the office. Have a great day, man.
All right, see you guys.
Appreciate you. Boy, somebody bought Chuck a new phone. He's crystal clear. Loved it. All right, shot or no shot is coming up next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. That's why I see shot, no shot, with Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see.
Shot or no shot is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook now open. Download the PointsBet app now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse and register your account. Daniel.
Gentlemen.
Morning, Danny.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Danny. How are you, buddy?
I'm super. All right, gentlemen, let's get started, all right? Amazon Prime Video will become the exclusive home of the NFL's Thursday Night Football package. It's coming a year earlier than they originally anticipated. This will be the first time a streaming service has had the full rights to an NFL package. So Prime Video will carry 15 regular season NFL games on Thursday night, and they'll have one preseason game. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, this deal between the NFL and Amazon Prime is a bad thing for football fans.
That is a no shot. It is a good thing for football fans, but RIP Jeff Meller, who has to buy yet another streaming service along with, see, Meller's got Paramount, he's got Peacock, he's got them all. So here's another one. You're a fantasy football guy, so you got to be able to follow it on Thursdays too. So again, more expense for you, sir. Another one.
That's all right. I get my packages the next day if I go ahead and sign up for it. So that's the bonus.
So I've got, like you, all these different streaming services. I got Peacock. I got an ESPN Plus. I got a Paramount. I got a this. I got a that. And there's just not enough time in the day to watch all of it. So we have Amazon Prime, and I was asking you guys in the meeting. I said, we got Amazon Prime. I got 7,000 packages every day, but...
You were talking to us about that in the IDOT bullpen, weren't you?
In the IDOT bullpen. That's exactly right. That's where I was headed. Very good, Jonathan. You're the king. By the way, IDOT, driving responsibly in construction and work zones, really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
You were saying.
And so we were talking in the IDOT bullpen. I said, so I've got Prime. Mindy gets all this stuff delivered.
Who you telling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden,
we
I'm like.
The same problem.
Like, well, what are all these packages? Well, that's dish soap, and that's this. I signed up for subscriptions to all this. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, of course. Anyway, I said, do I get the video with that for the NFL? The answer is yes.
Yes.
So it drives. It's a brilliant play because guess what? You're going to pay, how much is it? $119 a year now to be a Prime member?
I believe that's.
Yeah, or $13 a month.
Okay.
Yep.
So $119, and they're going to probably lose their ass just on the NFL portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like Fox did 30-some years ago, Rupert Murdoch said, I got killed on the NFL deal. But guess what? Our stock price went up so high, I made a fortune on the other end. How many people are going to be on Amazon Prime getting the game and go, oh, God, I should buy that. That thing's on, that lamp's on sale, that iPad, whatever it is.
It's amazing.
It's a good point because the Amazon stock price is really hurting right now.
It's just going to keep skyrocketing. Danny.
In our lifetime, Danny, we're going to see a Super Bowl on Amazon Prime.
That would suck for a lot of people.
By that point, I don't think it'll matter. It'll just be, tell your remote, play Amazon Prime. It'll just be.
Man, but people are still looking for the Cub game on 9. People still looking for the Cubs game on Channel 9.
I don't disagree, but I'm saying 20 years from now.
10.
10 years. Your TV is going to be, you're just going to say to your phone, hey, play the Super Bowl. Boom, it goes to Amazon Prime. Period. Danny.
Gentlemen, LeBron James is not happy with the play-in game format of the NBA playoffs. Take a listen. This is 2 nights ago.
Well, it doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not, 100%, close to 100%. It don't matter, where we land, So, that's my mindset. And, if this happens to we end up at 6th or 5th or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
So he's calling for people to be fired. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, LeBron James voicing his deep displeasure will get this format of the playing game eliminated going forward.
I'd like to know how much of the pandemic went into the decision and the fact that, we've got a lot of people vaccinated, that people are going back to games, that how much that will change. But if there's money being made on the play-in game, then it's not going anywhere. They're going to give back money? Get the H out.
LeBron wasn't alone in voicing the displeasure. Mark Cuban, if you remember, did a little bit earlier, but LeBron's voice carries the most weight.
Here's what's funny. You know LeBron and Cap have something in common, right? Did you know this? LeBron and Cap
let us try to figure it out.
Okay. Neither of us have hair.
No, he has hair.
He had transplant. It's still bad.
They both like cryo.
Yes.
Yep. Both have 10 fingers, 10 toes. this is a real stretch.
No, the reason why that Cap and LeBron have something in common, guess who was the inventor of the play-in game? LeBron James said it was a great idea at the beginning of the season.
Oh, flipper. So he's flipping.
Yes.
LeBron's flipper. A flipper.
He said it was a great idea a year ago to have this. And now he says, whoever came up with it, bleep, 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 right? He said that.
You know who never flipped? Michael Jordan.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, the Lakers are closing in on one of those playing spots. That's why he doesn't like it anymore.
All right. The cap is strong in LeBron James.
Take that.
I mean, he floated the idea back in 2018. And now he says he doesn't like it.
Whoever did it should be fired. See, he should have said, yeah. By the way, guys, that was me.
Of course.
Just to own it.
He was one of the guys that suggested the play-in game.
Trubisky couldn't play.
And now a year and a half later, here he is. Boy, I tell you, you guys have something in common.
Boy, oh boy.
That's amazing.
Playing game's great as long as I don't have to play in it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Danny.
Gentlemen, sticking with the NBA, Marvel's Arena of Heroes. It was a crossover basketball game between the Golden State Warriors and the New Orleans Pelicans. They played last night. It was the Marvel version of this NBA game to reach the kids. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, this broadcast hit the mark.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Dumbest effing idea I've ever heard. Now they're going to do a Star Wars baseball broadcast, and they're going to have Steve Levy and whoever else is doing it dressed up in character. That's even dumber. Just bring me my sports. That whole thing is just dumb.
What whole thing?
Dressing up the baseball announcers like Star Wars people. I mean, come on, man. That is just stupid.
There's entertainment in that. Some people really love Star Wars, so they don't mind it. You're really catering to that audience. You're not a Star Wars guy, right?
No.
Today's May the 4th, by the way. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
I just, if you're not into it, of course it doesn't seem like it resonates with you, but so many people get dressed up at these Comic-Cons and Star Wars events. It's not for me, but I understand why they would like it.
Yeah, but not in my baseball game or my basketball game.
Well, in ESPN's defense, they aired the same game on two channels, so you could have got it on regular ESPN with the classic broadcast style or ESPN2 with this Marvel crossover broadcast style.
How did the young Zettermans like that?
So Mr. Hood texted me last night and gave my kids a homework assignment. He said, make your kids watch this and get their reaction. So I sat them down. They were super excited to help out with the show and help out with Mr. Hood's request. They didn't like it. They loved the Nickelodeon game when Nickelodeon did the playoff game and it was all SpongeBob and Nickelodeon. They were all about it. Mm-hmm. This game, I think, missed the mark for the young kids, right? It was cool when someone scored a basket, like a Marvel superhero's face would jump out of the basket and my kids would try to identify which kid it was. It was either Steph Curry hitting the shot or was it Zion hitting the shot? That was cool. They were not consistent with the graphics. Like, if Steph shot a deep three, there would sometimes be a trailer on the ball, like a red or a smoke color trailer. Other times, not. It was cool how they labeled the names, but the stupidest thing they did was they awarded something called hero points.
Yes.
Where you got a point for every assist, rebound, takeaway, and then you lost points for missed field goals, and you got 10 points if you were on the winning team. If the goal of this is to reach the young audience, and the goal is to get the young audience into the game of basketball, why would you now create a new rule set just to confuse the hell out of them? Made no sense. That missed the mark.
It did. And, props to Ryan Rucco and Richard Jefferson to do the best job that they could, but they're just no young Eagle and Nate Burleson.
Correct.
So they did the broadcast for children to explain the game for children. It just is. You see the highlights.
Yeah, they're on here in the studio.
It just wasn't.
The graphics are cool. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it was cool graphics. But you're not going to, my kid's 7.5, Avery, he's not going to sit there for an entire NBA game just because of random graphics here and there. They needed to do a little bit more.
Like, I know that Zion Williamson looks like a comic book hero or looks like a Marvel character, but it just kind of missed the mark. That's why it wasn't for me. That's why I asked Danny's kids to watch to see what they, it just didn't work.
So the Star Wars game is tonight, though, correct?
Yes.
On ESPN for May the 4th?
Yes.
I assume it's the Yankees Astros game, right? Because that's the ESPN broadcast.
Yeah.
So you know what? I would like to see the players dressed up in their favorite, the players. Not, I like Levy's great, but I'd love to see the players playing in their best Star Wars gear. Someone, dressed up like Darth Vader.
Stupidest idea you've ever seen, right? Stupidest.
Stupid.
The worst. The stupidest.
I don't know about...
That's what you said earlier.
You said that. You did
okay,
stupidest.
It's one of the stupidest.
I mean, how about...
You see a lot of bizarre stuff.
Right? Can you imagine tonight if Zach Greinke goes out there and he's dressed up like Chewbacca on the mound?
R2-D2's out there playing third.
Pardon me. Burritos last night.
Yeah.
Drink that. Pardon me. Two tutor. Oh, my. And by the way, the Sox play the Reds? Yes!
And I believe that Jonathan Hood will be giving you the pre- and post-game tonight.
Tom will be there.
Well, I mean, I'll be listening to the game on the ESPN Chicago app while I watch the Star Wars game.
And
tonight.
Tom will be there. My guy Tom. He'll be there.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
I had burritos last night. How about that, Kepper? A little toot toot.
Let me tell you about the guy that made it. Oh, wait, I shouldn't.
You should not do that. Boy, that's a Comedy Central bit, mate. Just ready. Either South Park, that is something that could be done there, but we can't do it, but I know that they could. By the way, your Kentucky Derby. You see the numbers? You see John O'Ryan? How many people watch the Kentucky Derby on NBC? Now, I told you I watched it on my phone. By the way, because it was like, I'm on the patio, right? I'm like, 5:30, Kentucky Derby. So I went to the app, and I watched it on my phone on the patio. So how many people, what do you think the numbers were?
Six people.
Higher than six people.
I'm going to say 6.8 million.
14.3 million.
How about that?
On NBC, up 55%.
Nice. Take that.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie O.
So good. Eddie O's so good on that. He is so good.
Is that 55% from the last Kentucky Derby when they ran it in September?
It's up 55%
okay,
from that.
I'd be curious.
It's down from the year before.
That's the number.
It's down 12% from 2019.
Okay.
But up 55% in September.
Nice.
So, but again, 14.3 million in today's live sports still matters. Live sports still matters.
It does.
If there's something to watch, people will turn it on.
No question about it.
14.3 is a pretty good number.
All they stream that on Peacock?
I did.
Nice.
Don't forget, we have Crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko at 10 o'clock. I got a big night tonight. Take that.
You went on vacation. You got another big night?
I do.
Okay.
Be right back.
Because there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos that will be a home run.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So, you got to work again tonight.
Yes. Oh, there's Jeff Passan notes. Well, don't need these tonight.
Be a different Jonathan Hood tonight.
I didn't read this. Welcome to the ESPN 1000 White Sox Network. I'm Jonathan Hood. Good evening.
Good evening. So while you're doing that, I have got my first baseball game tonight.
Oh, God.
For the men's league. Baseball, not softball. Baseball.
All right.
So I got up on the mound yesterday.
Yeah.
Threw. My buddy Chris Fogarty, who was a college catcher, minor league player, met me and went through getting ready. 50 pitches tonight. So I talked to our manager, Scott Cole. I said, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm good. I'm feeling ready. I'll be at the game tomorrow. Assuming, you know, I'm not starting till next Wednesday.
Right.
I'm going to throw again on Friday. And he's like, hey, you're playing second base tomorrow. Danny's like, ha! You at second base? Do you have any lateral quickness whatsoever?
Can you honestly bend down quickly?
Oh, stop yourself.
No, listen to me. Cap, do you have the range to bend down quickly? Touch the floor between your legs, get back up, and throw the ball.
Yes.
Show us. Demonstrate for our fine audience on Twitch.
Ground ball.
That's in slow motion. That ball's into the outfield the way you're moving.
Well, that's how we're going to see it.
My grandma moves faster than that.
Hold on. I'm going to be set. Ready? Let's go. Fire strikes. Come on, kid. Let's go. Ground ball. Got it. Boom. Gotcha. Take that.
When's the last time you fielded a ground ball that was hit with any power?
Oh, God. I don't know. It'll be infield practice tonight.
Will you be wearing your watch? Ground ball the second. Have you taken a hard fall?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God!
My Apple Watch. Every time I get all fired up on the show with him, I pound my hand and it goes, have you taken a fall? Are you okay? Do you need help? No, I didn't fall.
They're going to be asking you that a lot.
I will not be wearing a watch when I'm playing tonight.
Well, you should, man. That's swag, man. You're so good, man. You got to wear your good watch out.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Absolutely. You're that good. I have no doubt that you will succeed tonight. Because, as I told you, play a deep second. Get on the lip of the grass.
Where the grass and the skin part of the infield are, yeah. I'll be right on the grass edge.
You play a deep second, you'll be fine.
Right in front of it.
At least you're in front of it, right?
Right. I want to hit the lip and pop up over me.
Now, of course, with a runner at first base, you can move in a lot closer to turn the double play.
Oh, God.
Ground ball to Kaplan. Over to Ginsburg. Oh, he throws it away.
In the left field.
Lowenstein going after it. That's what's going to happen.
So I go into Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday. And I start, I try to carry stuff. And when the manager comes over. Hey, would you like a cart? Yeah, probably. Hands me the cart. Okay, I need those socks. Give me that belt. Hey, that's a sweet Rawlings bag for my spikes and my gloves. Give me that bag as well. Hey, those are really cool shades to wear in the infield. Yeah, give me those. And then we're going all around. Next thing I know, I got a cart full of stuff. Yes, a batting weight, a bat. Danny, you know what a bat costs?
Yeah, I know what a bat costs. My son plays Little League. I can't believe you went out and bought all this stuff willy-nilly for the four games you're investing in this league.
Willy-nilly? I got a 50-game schedule.
You really needed a batting weight. You needed a $300 bag to carry your $600
batting. No, it was $99. It was on sale.
They sell $30 bags.
I got a $99 Rawlings bag. White and black. It's sweet.
I love you're going to be swinging a donut in the on-deck circle only to go up there and strike out on three pitches.
Oh.
Will you even make contact?
Yes, I'll make Miller. Okay. If I strike out on three pitches every at bat tonight, I got real troubles.
Ground ball to Kaplan.
Throws over to Gershom. No! Goes out of the way. Here comes Emmanuel around third, racing for the plate.
He'll score without a throw.
Here's Fischel with the throw. Not in time. Not in time.
I love that.
Error on Kaplan.
I love that Cap is the kid on your Little League baseball team who's got all the newest gear and sucks.
And you know what? So as I'm walking through the aisle with the manager at Dick's Sporting Goods, I'm like, all right, I need cleats. So I got the Bryce Harper cleats. They didn't have the Mike Trout my size. So I bought the Bryce Harper Under Armour cleats. They're black and like a little bit of gold on them. They're sick. So I bought those.
You going to have eye black on tonight?
So I'm just going to tell you.
Of course.
So the guy said to me, do you need eye black? We have that right here. You just roll it on, or we have the little sticker ones. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably a little much. So I did not buy the eye black, but I bought pine tar.
Two balls and two strikes. The pitch to Asherman. Ground balls.
Not every guy in the league is Jewish.
Is this a Jewish-only league?
It is. Is it not?
Where 99%. Where are you guys, Cap, where are you playing?
Tonight we're playing Arlington Heights.
Okay, so
and,
Cohen.
And no, I think I'm the only Jewish guy on the team. I think so.
And we don't even count you. This is important. Do you know if the team uses the Game Manager app? There's something a lot of little leagues use it. It's called the Game Manager app, and they stream the games live. This is important for all our listeners so we can watch you.
I don't know. It's called we're the 60 Nationals.
Well, here's what you need to do.
In the MSBL, the Men's Senior Baseball League. And we got some good players, man. Kurt Brooks, Chuck Scheit, Mike Schmadebeck. There's some good players, man.
Yeah. Here, this is important. When you get to the ballpark,
Dude, Kurt Brooks was the Big Ten hitting champion.
Okay, forget Kurt Brooks. Listen to me. Focus on the audience.
All right.
Focus on our audience that wants to see you.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.